Zone? Is that a question or an answer? Did I hear a niner in there? Double B's Exxon, that's where we are today. Justin Acri joined by Phil Elson, and we are joined on the Revolution Hotline by Chris Cromwell, who is in parts unknown. He's with Tropical Smoothie Cafe. It is Taco Tuesday, I think. Are we still doing that?
Taco Tuesday? Come on, Acri, that's been months. It's Jamaican Jerk Tuesday.
It's Jamaican Jerk Tuesday. Where are you, Chris Cromwell?
I am in Hotlanta.
Ah.
Yes, I'm in Hotlanta this week for a tropical smoothie meeting. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about a lot of cool stuff that's coming up that we're excited. I wish I could talk about it, but I don't know all the details yet. But we're going to have some cool new products coming out, like the Island Green that we kicked off, fish tacos we did. So tropical smoothie is innovative, man. We're going to bring out some cool stuff this summer. So stay tuned on that. But for now, Jamaican Jerk, Paradise Point. Can't go wrong with that. Is it a smoothie rip? A beautiful day again today in Little Rock.
It is definitely a smoothie-rific, beautiful day today.
Gosh, I know. I mean, I hated to leave. It was just so nice out there. But yeah, so I saw Mud last night.
Okay.
I want to see this.
You know about it, right?
Yes, it is filmed in Arkansas, among other places.
Right? Yeah, I think you were calling out the cities last week, right? Stuttgart, maybe? For sure.
Stuttgart and Dumas.
Okay, yeah.
Among other places, yep.
So a little local flavor, Kevin Nichols, right, director from Arkansas, so nice tie in there, and Matthew McConaughey, and Reese Skankerspoon.
I'm sorry?
Reese Skankerspoon.
Reese, do you know who I am, Witherspoon?
Why do you say that about her?
You're about to find out who I am, Witherspoon.
Have you seen Mud yet?
No.
Well, she plays a skank, so now you can use Skankerspoon. Okay. I'm giving you that one for free.
Thanks, Chris. No extra charge. I appreciate it because I couldn't afford it anymore.
No extra charge.
Okay.
So those are your two big heavy hitters. And then I saw an interview with the kid that plays Neckbone. I think he's from somewhere here in Arkansas. Maybe Briggs, but I may have that wrong. But, man, that kid was awesome in this movie. It is great. It is a I'm not going to get too much into it, but McConaughey plays a guy who is on the run for doing something pretty bad. Skankerspoon is his skank on call, and they're trying to hook it back up, and two little boys in the movie are trying to help McConaughey out of his jam. So that's kind of the setup of the movie, all kind of shot, it looks like, on the Mississippi, and just really, really cool. Just a good movie, lots of great acting. Of course, people from Arkansas, I think, are going to love it. I noticed at the theater last night, people all around, as you could tell, and we even heard someone say that their daughter was an extra. So they were coming to check it out. You could hear people whispering and talking. So, you know, the Arkansas folks showed up to see if they could catch a glimpse of, you know, maybe people they knew or someone in their hometown. So very cool for Arkansas people to have a film that, I mean, it's getting a lot of positive acclaim, you know.
Chris, I heard an interview with Matthew McConaughey about the movie, and he said that that the character Mud might be one of the most peculiar characters in movie history, both in the way he talks and his philosophies on life. He said he really enjoyed playing it, and he sounds like it's a really interesting character to go watch.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, he's great in it, you know, and I've heard, I mean, there's a lot of hype to it, so it's got to live up to it now, and I thought it did. I mean, I thought he was great in it. I mean, his character was really interesting and played off with those boys really well. That the chemistry they had, you could tell it was great. And, you know, I saw an interview with that kid, you know, talking about him, you know, being this small-town kid, and then, you know, all of a sudden you're working with, you know, a star like McConaughey. So that he was really easy to talk to and kind of, you could kind of pick up on that, you know, and watching the movie. It just seemed to really flow well. And the kids, I guess they got to be comfortable in order to pull that off, and it seemed like they were.
There's no doubt.
Yeah, so it was really cool. I'm going to give it four bananas, man. Go out and check this one out. Best one I've seen this year for sure so far.
Well, that's beautiful. All right, I'll have to check that out. Yeah, I was going to see it anyway, but now I'm really excited. If you're into it, I'm in.
Man, and we miss you this weekend, Acri. You know I was looking for you. You saw the text. I mean, I was on the lookout.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Between my foot and my kids and where I wanted to put my other foot, I just thought I should probably keep him at the house because it was going to get ugly. But I know you had a big cookout this weekend. I appreciate the invite. How'd it go? Everything go okay despite the rain?
It probably went a little too well. I mean, we missed you for the, you know, anytime it gets late night and your wife tells you the music's too loud at midnight for the neighbors, so you take it to the garage, turn it up to 11, and you're busting out Master of Puppets and dancing around the battery,
yeah,
you know that it's ended well.
That sounds about right.
I think I twisted my ankle on a, I like to think it's an air guitar move that I've mastered. Maybe I'm just getting a little too old.
Yeah, well, that's me. I mean, I have to come face to face with my own limitations. I mean, I'm my basketball days may be over. Your air guitar days, likewise, may be over, Chris. And it's hard to accept it.
I don't think so. I just think it was a badly misplaced Razor scooter.
So you're blaming your kids?
Of course.
Okay, good move.
That's for cool. most
you know what? You can blame my kids if you want. They weren't there, but you never know.
But
all right, well, anyway. four bananas. That's a pretty big rating. So I look forward to seeing Mud even more than I was already excited about. So that's good.
Yeah,
news.
Four bananas. You guys go check it out. And I tell you, a great stop on the way or when you get out. It's Tropical Smoothie Cafe.
It is right there. If you're going to the right place, of course. If you go to Breckenridge, it's right next door.
That's right.
What? How late is that place open?
I'm 2 a.m. now.
Okay.
2 a.m. on Breckenridge.
All right, well, that's plenty late. I don't know any movies that get out after that, so I think you're probably safe.
Yeah, we're safe there. We're good.
All right, well, good stuff. Chris, I appreciate it. Have a good time down there. Have a safe trip back, and we'll see you hopefully in studio next week.
Yep, we'll see you next week, fellas.
Sounds perfect. Thanks, man.
All right, bye.
It's Chris Cromwell, Tropical Smoothie Cafe. We appreciate him. Going